You said you like stories. I've got another great one.
I do.
I had not worked for him very long and lived relatively close to him. This Cadillac I was telling you about, he had sent me to get. He was so proud of that, and he was down in the Bahamas on his yacht, and he says, Don, about once every 10 days, 2 weeks, I want you to go get my car and drive it for at least a day, maybe 2 days, just to keep the battery up and keep it running. He said, I don't like my cars to set for long periods of time. He was a real car guy. So I do that. Boy, I like driving that new Cadillac. Well, I had a son, grade school, that was summer baseball. So I get in from the office, and I'm running late. He says, Dad, I've got to go to practice. I'm going to be late. So I put him in the car, and we go to practice. I drop him off. I said, son, I'm going to go home, put on my Bermuda shorts and T-shirt. I'll be back in a minute, because I still had a coat and tie on. I'm driving home in my neighborhood, and a young lady runs a stoplight and hits his car broadside, tears the side out of that new car that didn't have 800 miles on it. I know I've got a problem now. She had a license. She just ran a stop sign. I mean, I've got to do everything up right because I'm in his car, and he's got great wealth, and there could be a lawsuit. And I always worried about that. So I called the police, and they gave her a citation, sent me on my way. I got her insurance information. I go home, get in another car, my car, and go back to ball practice. And when I finally get up the courage, I think I've got to call him and tell him what's happened. So I do, very sheepishly and nervous. I called and walked him through this scenario, thinking there was going to be an explosion. His first question was, did you call the police? I said, yes. Did you get a citation? I said, no. They gave the girl a citation. She ran a stop sign. She admitted it. He said, was there any injuries? I said, no. Well, he said, I don't like cars that have been in wrecks. I don't like to drive them. He says, go get me another car just like that one. Never ask what it cost anything. Just go get me a car. He said, this is not the end of the world. He said, I just like that car. Same color, everything. Just get me another. He said, I won't be home for another 2 months. He said, you'll have plenty of time. Years later, my daughter, who was also in grade school, who now has kids in college, said, Dad, when you came in that wrecked car that belonged to Mr. Chapman, I just knew you were going to get fired.
Did you think that too?
Didn't think I'd get fired over because it wasn't my fault, right. But I certainly thought he would be upset with the situation, but he wasn't.
Did you replace the car?
I replaced the car.
And then when he saw it?
He's pleased and everything was fine. When he got back to Tulsa, that new car was sitting in his garage.